I am in support of a heroin treatment program which has been implemented in other jails. And this is how it works. The person incarcerated has to have an addiction and must volunteer to participate in the program. In addition to counseling, they receive an injection of an opiate blocker called Vivitrol. And this injection is coordinated with their release date so that there is a time period after release of which the Vivitrol continues to diminish their desire to reuse. Most importantly, there is a plan for the person to receive treatment upon their release. And hopefully this will improve their opportunity for a lifetime of recovery. The key is that they are in a controlled environment when the beginning steps are put into motion and they have a seamless bridge into a treatment program upon release, increasing their chances for success. And the second program I am in support of comes from an initiative created by a police chief in Massachusetts. The ANGEL program, as it is called, allows for those who are struggling in the community with addiction to be able to contact law enforcement, who in turn will reach out to a, quote, angel who will assist in getting the addict directly into treatment. This is not about arrest, but more about the acknowledgement of needing the services of treatment. The angel could be a person recovering from addiction or someone who is familiar with addiction, treatment, and recovery. Law enforcement could actually offer to provide transportation for the addict to the treatment facility if that was necessary. In essence, for a person or family looking for help in addressing this epidemic, law enforcement would be an additional resource of assistance for them. And this is where we need to realize addiction for what it really is, an illness. I will be sharing my support of these two programs with my colleagues in the other police agencies with the hope that we can address this epidemic collectively. And I am hopeful that these two programs can be implemented right here in Onondaga County, and we can begin to start talking about success stories of those who will be able to live a clean and healthy life.